The world's economies run on their supply chains. Understanding them is the key to keeping global products moving. Welcome to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane, a series of business podcasts co-produced by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. In this series of episodes, we explore the digitalization of supply chains. Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is sponsored by DHL. DHL is a world-leading logistics company with more than 400,000 people in over 220 countries and territories. Every day, DHL's people help customers cross borders, reach new markets, grow their businesses, or simply send a letter to loved ones. Find out more at DHL.com. Today's episode begins the series on supply chain digitalization. Here is your moderator for this episode, Supply Chain Quarterly's executive editor, Susan Lacefield.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode in our new podcast series on the digital supply chain. Our guest today is Kathy Gramling from the consulting company EY, where she is their America's consumer industry market leader. Kathy will be helping us today to provide an overview of what the digital supply chain involves, what technologies it might encompass, and what some of the benefits are. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
So just to be sure that we are all on the same page, how would you define the digital supply chain?
It's a good question, and probably no doubt you'll find as many ways as the number of people you ask what that definition is. But in simple terms, a digital supply chain is all about data and visibility. If you think about it, we've spent the last two decades leaning out, optimizing our supply chain from suppliers to transportation to warehouse locations. And we've not really got a fully enabled, transparent supply chain. We still struggle to locate product, case, pallet across time and location. And when we have more predictable demand, this lack of transparency has really had an acceptable opportunity cost associated with that lack of true real-time visibility. But when demand is not predictable, as we've just seen in the last couple of years, this lack of visibility means unacceptable costs and lost opportunities in sales.
Indeed.
When we think about digital supply chain, what we're really talking about is using data, analytics, and new best-of-breed technologies to build a supply chain where we can really see end-to-end location, time, product, and really be able to track that with a level of assurance and effectiveness that we can't do it today.
Great. So what are some examples of those technologies that you just kind of mentioned?
Yeah, you know, the tech stack really depends on where you want to start to impact your supply chain capability. So you'll hear technologies like control tower, digital twins, semantic networks, advanced manufacturing, advanced machine learning, automation, leveraging the cloud as a delivery model. All of those are the types of technologies you think about when you think of digital supply chain.
Great. So are there any particular ones out of those that you feel companies are getting the most benefits out of, or the most leverage?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'm going to take a couple examples. So when you think of sort of the food manufacturing side of this, we really see our clients focusing on demand planning. Mm-hmm. So think about it, if you can't predict, you can't see that demand signal fast enough, or when it changes fast enough, you can't really make that order fulfillment happen efficiently as in a cost-effective way. Mm-hmm. So today we see several best-of-breed applications around demand planning like O9, Blue Yonder, and Kinaxis, really just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other two technologies that we really see a lot of focus on is around these two concepts of a control tower and digital twins. So a control tower, also known as sort of supply chain orchestration, really allows a business a clear view into the enterprise, sort of giving it that early warning signal around a shipment or an event that could cause disruption. And this, I would tell you, really goes at companies that are looking at truly enabling resiliency and better agility. So that's control tower. The second one we really see a lot of focus on is this concept of digital twins. And this is an exciting piece of technology where really you're simulating what if scenarios, if you will. So it's not intended for real time. It's not a production application. But what it allows you to do is really think about what could happen across your distribution network, really even across your entire supply chain. And running those real-time what-if scenarios gives you sort of an ability to sort of make more proactive adjustments into your processes and data and ways of working versus remaining reactive.
Great, great. So what are some of the main benefits that companies are seeing from these new digital technologies?
So I really think we're kind of at the very beginning of understanding the benefits of a digital supply chain. Yeah. The real all up promises about truly this visibility across all the actors inside the ecosystem of supply chain. No doubt what we will have are more efficient supply chains, really starting with raw materials and procurement, and then making its way through the plant around finished goods, and then another stop away called transportation, and then finally wherever the product ends at the shelf or in the consumer's home. Today, those are sort of the steps where we start to lose value or create value. So the benefit will be that we get to really see where that impact is. And really, I think you're going to start to see it at the first mile, really around that raw material early procurement pieces.
That's great. So do you feel like we are still really early on this journey towards a digital supply chain? Are there companies that are further along?
You know, I do think we're pretty at the beginning. We're at the beginning, but we're fastly moving into that next step. And I'll tell you why. Moving supply chains just takes time. I mean, they're big, they're global, they're full of processes end to end and otherwise, and they're very people intensive. And so I think what we're really seeing now is moving out of the business case for why, and now trying to find the right tech stack. So your questions about the technologies, I think, are spot on and super timely. And it's the tech stack to enable which capability that really drives that true competitive advantage, depending on where you play inside of your ecosystem, inside your industry. Right. I think the important part is really you got to start, because we would say there's no benefit in being a fast follower. You've got to get going now, because failure to act on that digital transformation for supply chain is actually going to be a much more catastrophic decision.
So it's time to just jump in the pool then.
It's time to jump.
Okay. So what are some of the barriers that lie in the way of companies making that jump into adopting a digital supply chain?
Yeah, it's another great question. It sits in the fact that this is a decade where we've really changed into a best of breed set of technologies that were not available even 3 years ago. And so when we have a time like that, where there's a tremendous amount of competing information or a tremendous amount of choice, it becomes harder for clients and for companies to place their bet. I think what will be faster in the next 12 to 18 months is many of our clients, certainly on the food manufacturing side, are starting to place those bets and starting to see what those roadmaps are. It has been sort of a delayed response, certainly based on some of the COVID timing. But today, the consumer's pressure to change and the fact that competitors are making selection, I think will start to unlock further digitalization of our supply chain.
Kathy, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us on this important topic.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Once again, we have been talking to Kathy Gramling from EY. I'm Susan Lacefield, and this has been Supply Chain in the Fast Lane.
Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is a co-production of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. This episode has been brought to you by DHL. DHL is a world-leading logistics company with more than 400,000 people in over 220 countries and territories. Every day, DHL's people help customers cross borders, reach new markets, grow their businesses, or simply send a letter to loved ones. Find out more at DHL.com. Please subscribe to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane wherever you get your podcasts.